On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day for Monday, the 21st of December.
They're no longer with us, but born on this day were lead guitarist and vocalist for the Beach Boys, Carl Wilson, and US rock guitarist, vocalist and songwriter, Frank Zappa.
US TV talk host Phil Donahue is celebrating his 85th birthday today.
US actress and daughter of Henry Fonda, who is well known in the 80s for doing a lot of those fitness videos.
Are you ready to do the workout?
Jane Fonda, today, 83.
Still looks fabulous as well. Doug Walters, the Aussie cricketing legend, is 75.
US actor Samuel L. Jackson, today, 72.
Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
One of my faves. US tennis player Chris Evert is 66.
Ray Romano, the US actor and, of course, the star and creator of the TV sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond.
Well, I gotta be honest, I didn't know what I was going to say today.
Today, 63.
Canadian actor, son of Donald Sutherland, Kiefer. He's 54 today. Gosh, I loved him in that movie. You know, the vampire one, Lost Boys.
Great movie.
Oh, so good.
Australian golfer, Carrie Webb, today is 46.
Australian country singer Adam Harvey's 46.
And finally, in a big day of birthdays, Australian Aboriginal singer Thelma Plum, today 26.
It was on this day way back in 1620, the Mayflower landed at Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts.
Clancy of the Overflow, written by Banjo Patterson, was published in the Bulletin in 1889.
In 1891, basketball was believed to have been played for the first time at Springfield College, also in Massachusetts. I just love saying Massachusetts.
I think you do.
It's great.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
South Australia became the first state to give Australian women the right to vote on this day in 1894.
In 1898, radium was discovered by Pierre and Marie Curie.
The world's first crossword puzzle was published in New York on this day in 1913.
In 1937, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was shown for the first time in LA. It was the first full-length animated colour film.
The Temptations recorded this song in 1964.
Love that song.
Yeah, my girl.
And in 2001, Fellowship of the Ring had its Australian premiere in Sydney.